We're visiting with David Colesrud, who leads DAK Renewable Energy, as we focus in on the upcoming Farm Bill debate. David, talk to me about your priorities as you look into this new legislation.
Well, we've been, involved with renewable energy for, we helped start it, for the last 25 years. And now with a lot of interest in agriculture being part of the solution for climate change rather than part of the problem, there's a lot of emphasis and there's been a lot of money put into the conservation side. And I think that is really important as we move forward here in agriculture to maintain not only that funding, but it's been oversubscribed and getting more people to do that. That seems to be one of the easiest paths to keep, rural America thriving.
Certainly we had a focus that came through in the Inflation Reduction Act. Do you see that we need to preserve the funding from there, or does that complicate matters here in the Farm Bill process?
No, I'm thinking we need to preserve that funding because a lot of that funding is for, for conservation. A lot of that's got to do with growing more with less and more farming practices, which improves not only water quality but soil health and everything else. But I think the key to that, Don, is the fact that a lot of our innovation in agriculture and in markets now, whether it be sustainable aviation fuel or bioplastics or any fuels, it all starts with the farmer. And these conservation practices are extremely important. There's people out there right now making a living, helping farmers lower their carbon intensity score and all of that. All those attributes of growing commodities here in the Midwest are going to be attached to those commodities, and it's going to be followed all the way through the processing chain, and it's going to bring value back to the farmer. And we see that especially true with this movement towards sustainable aviation fuel, where all of that is how do farmers grow in that? But I think what you're seeing is with the money in the Inflation Reduction, it helps pay farmers to implement these practices. It takes a lot of risk out of it because a lot of farmers don't want to change unless, there's some sort of a help with them to change. And so I'm thinking, and I've been on record saying this, I think there's provisions of the, of the Inflation Reduction Act are even more important in some parts of the Farm Bill. So, the conservation side, to me, I think, is pretty significant for rural America.
Do you see that resonating with the powers that be in D.C.?
That's the question. What I'm seeing is a lot of our farmers and a lot of our commodity groups and a lot of these people, they've been farming for the last 20, 25 years, and they really haven't had a bad day in farming. And they weren't around when we had to create a lot of the, when we were doing value-added agriculture and we were working hard to build biodiesel plants, ethanol plants, wind farms, and all of that. And we've been a recipient of some of that progress that we have had. Now we've had, we've kept the money in rural America. We haven't had money getting away from us. We've raised the income level. Now when farmers are a little uncomfortable with low commodity price, especially the newer ones, they're like, hey, let's hit the easy button. And the easy button is what you're telling the politicians. Let's just take the money out of the conservation and move it over to reference prices and raise our crop insurance. And I think that's a mistake.
David Colesrud from DAK Renewable Energy. I'm Don Wick on the Red River Farm Network.